Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, May the 9th. And we're headed to Gulfstream Park. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And we should make a note here, Jim, before we get into handicapping the late pick four at Gulfstream, two things. One is that the month of May, wagers made through Keeneland Select will help support the Nourish the Backstretch program. Now, Keeneland's been involved with something called Nourish Lexington, which has helped provide food to families who need it, and as part of a cooperative effort. And now this is an offshoot of that, and it's to get weekly meals and groceries for stable workers who are caring for the horses at Keeneland and the Thoroughbred Center. So it is a great way to help the backstretch community, and something that Keeneland Select always does is gives back to the industry, and this is a great way and a time to do that.
Yeah, we actually started it this week. I think we served 400 meals on Wednesday, and plus bought groceries. And these people that are on the backside are taking care of the horses that we love to wager on. And you don't shut down an industry just because you're not racing. And with Churchill Downs opening next week and under some very strict protocols, we're going to get back to racing in Kentucky. And these people deserve everything that we can give them, and we were happy to do that. It is an offshoot of the Nourish Lexington program, and Keeneland, during this downtime, has been trying to figure out ways that we could help the community, and this is something that we're giving back to our community. These people are just like me, who works in the racing industry, and you working in racing and other sports, but they're very important to us, and it's a great gesture on our part, I think. I'll pat ourselves on the back. If you can bet through Keeneland Select, you are contributing to that for the month of May. So we're going to give a substantial amount of our profits to the backside, covering everything we need to cover back there.
And then the other thing we want to mention to folks before we get into handicapping the late pick four is that they are doing a mandatory payout at Gulfstream on Saturday, right?
Correct. And they're
on the pick six.
It's a jackpot pick six that carries over until it has a unique ticket. On Saturday, it's a force out, so they're going to pay it regardless of whether there are multiple tickets or not. And the carryover is over $1.5 million right now. So with the way the handle's been going with limited wagering opportunities, I saw Will Rogers Downs did $7.3 million on Tuesday. Their average last year was $800,000. So Gulfstream, they could do $8 to $10 million, even with just a $1.5 million carryover, maybe more than that. So it's going to be a big carryover, a big wagering opportunity. And as you look at these races that are going off this weekend, with only Gulfstream and Tampa and the minor tracks running, there are some big pools out there, because there are players that are playing into Gulfstream and into Tampa that may not have been playing there before, or that are playing a lot more money than they used to. So take a look at the pick four and pick five pools. They're huge. And obviously, the more money in there, the more opportunity there is for you to take down a big score.
Okay, let's get into the late pick four at Gulfstream. And it starts with a stakes race, the Sunshine Forever, at a mile and a 16th on the turf for four-year-olds and up. And this is not a graded stake, but it could easily be graded. In fact, maybe it will be after this year. But it's a nice field. You got some grade one winners in here. How'd you see the Sunshine Forever Stakes?
It's going to be interesting to see what the graded stakes committees do about, the committee does about these fields that have shown up at these racetracks. Because this could be a grade two right now. You've got two grade one winners in here. War of Will won the Preakness last year, and El Tormenta, 12-1 in the morning line, won the Woodbine Mile last year. So and you got other horses that are grade two placed. Just Social Paranoia is a great horse. Ran second in the Belmont Derby, a million-dollar race in 2019. Great race. I'm going to go deep here. Excuse me. My pick would be Admission Office, based on the Mac D Armada last time out. Got beat a one length by Zulu Alpha, and Zulu Alpha is one of the best turf horses in the country right now. So Admission Office would be my pick here, but he's better at longer distances. So he's cutting back in distance to a mile and 16. He's 1-for-3 lifetime, but not to the level he is at mile 3/8 and mile 3/16. So Admission Office, I think, is a vulnerable one here. El Tormenta, the 3, off that Woodbine Mile win last year, second off the layoff, didn't run very well in Appleton, but was wide on the track and had the 12 hole, but drawn much better this time. Halliday, the 6 for Pletcher, has a lot of speed, and when you look at the rail at 12, at 12 feet here, it doesn't help as much, but that horse could get an easy lead here and take a long way under Saez. I'm going to use Aquaphobia for Maker and Ortiz, just because it's Maker and Ortiz. Social Paranoia, who I mentioned. And I'm going to use Warwheel. Warwheel got a lot of question marks. Hasn't been out this year since the Breeders' Cup Classic, where he didn't show up at all. But he won the Preakness last year. He started his career on the turf. Actually ran in the Bourbon here at Keeneland, and ran almost won that in 18, and then came back and ran the juvenile turf as a two-year-old, and then they took him to the dirt, and he did very well last year. Now, the way he's going to be 10-1, like the morning line, he's going to be like 3-1. I've got to use him. I don't think he's a winner here. I think this is something pointing towards something else, maybe an experiment they want to try with him. They go 6 deep here, but my win pick is Admission Office, the 11 for Joel Rosario.
I initially went to Halliday, really liked that last race, and then I looked at it another time, and I talked myself into taking a swing on Hawkish. This horse, the 7 horse, won first time out at Gulfstream, so he can obviously be ready to run off Just Works. And Jimmy Toner's the trainer, and first of all, he didn't win a lot first time out, so that was noteworthy for this horse. You see what they did with him after that win, and clearly they had a high opinion of him. And now Toner brings him back off of a layoff from last year, and this is an ambitious spot. Even though it's not graded, this is a tough, tough bunch. You could pick a much easier spot to run in. So that, I'm thinking, maybe is a sign of confidence of where this horse is. The dam's a half to Winter Memories, who was a multiple grade one winner. And I think there's another multiple grade one winner at the second dam. So there's a lot of quality in the pedigree. And I just talked myself into taking a swing here with a shot. And if he hits, it might separate a few of the pick six tickets. So I'm going to try Hawkish, but I will certainly take more when we get to the pick four. Halliday, I like a lot. Social Paranoia ran big last time. Pretty hot pace, though, so I don't know if you'll get that same setup. Admission Office is, I think, just on paper, certainly the one to beat. If I went deeper, I think I'd do Aquaphobia just because of Maker and Ortiz, like you said. I'm going to leave out War of Will. Dangerous to do so, I understand, because very high-quality horse. But I'm just thinking it's a bad post, and I think this is just, as you said, a step to something bigger. I saw a quote from Mark Cassie where their goal is to make him a grade one winner on the turf to go with the grade one win in the Preakness at some point this year. So I'm going to just leave him out of the mix here and go with Hawkish for a win pick. Now, the next three races that round out the late pick four, you have two allowances and a starter race. So let's quickly go through those. The 10th race is an allowance optional claimer at a mile on the turf for four-year-olds and up big field in here. Who do you like?
I like Battle of Blenheim, and I almost singled this six-year-old gelding, 5-for-14 lifetime, 3-for-7 at Gulfstream. Had a nice race last time out, an optional 35, dropping to 25. Lots of positional speed. I read Ortiz Jr., lots of reasons to like Battle of Blenheim. But in a race that the rail is 72 feet, it does favor speed. And I'm going to take another speed horse in here as well. I'm going to use Gray's Fable for Roger Atfield. Coming off a maiden win, which is not always a good thing against these seasoned horses. But Gray's Fable, I respect Roger Atfield a great deal. And Dylan Davis knows how to get a horse to the lead. So I think Gray's Fable might try to wire him. But I'm going to use 6 and 8 there. You want me to go ahead and go through the rest of my picks as well and the other two and give you the
sure.
pick four?
Sure.
All right. In the 11th race, I'm going 4 deep. I'm going to use Tappet to win, but I don't like him at all. Last two races last year as a two-year-old were horrible after having a great start. So this is first time out as a three-year-old. I think he's biting off more than he can chew here, but I'm going to use him just because of back class. I'll fight Dempsey the 4 for Pletcher is a must-use. Vincero the 6 for Kelly Breen. I'm using him because of 9 lifetime wins racing against horses that may only have 1 win. And then cryogenics for Mike Maker. Landeros is not as cold as he was at the beginning of the meet. He's actually up to 16%, which means he's riding at about a 30% clip the last 4 weeks because he was terrible the first part. Mike Maker, you got to use him. So he was four deep there, 3, 4, 6, 8. Finish it up in the starter optional claiming for at a mile, optional 10,000. Going to go three deep there with Trapezoid the 2, Pepe the Hunter, who is my top pick. And then I'm also going to use the 9-horse Dexter Road, who just lost to Pepe the Hunter 2 back. So my pick 4 is 3, 4, 6, 9, 11, 12 with 6, 8, with 3, 4, 6, 8, with 2, 3, 9, and that is a total price of $72.
In the 10th race, I'm just going to go too deep. I think Battle of Blenheim, you could certainly single, but I'm going to also use the horse out on the outside, the 11, Graham Motion's Shooting the Breeze. Motion's 20%, second time off the layoff. Rosario's riding. It's a bad post, but I'm going to trust Joel to work out a trip. And this horse just off a layoff ran his best buyer of an 87. So maybe is really improved this year. And so I'm going to include that one and give myself two shots in that second leg. Third leg, it's tough. Allowance optional claiming at 6 furlongs on the main track for 3-year-olds and up. I'm like you. I'm skeptical of Tappet to win, but I got to have him on the ticket in case they've got him right after what happened at the end of last year. I'll Fight Dempsey's a must use, as you said, for Pletcher. Haunted by the Music just was so impressive over at Tampa, and then gets Irad Ortiz. If not for that angle, I might not look at this one as much, but he's obviously getting a lot of great rides, and so I'm going to include Haunted by the Music. Our Mercedes Boy had a 96 buyer last October that would certainly stack up here, and the trainer Baxter, 32% second off a layoff, so I'm going to include that one. And then Cryogenic for Maker, the 8, I'm going to add that one as well, and make it 5 deep, my pick 4. And then in the last leg, I'm going to go 3 deep. Pepe the Hunter, who's won 11 times. The Robert, getting Rosario in the saddle. I think it's an interesting switch there for a horse that's double digits on the morning line. And then the Queen's Jewels for getting Irad Ortiz in the saddle. So just kind of betting on jockeys on those two and adding Pepe the Hunter, who's been a win machine. This is starter optional claiming at a mile on the dirt. So I'm going 6, 7, 9, 11 with 6, 11 with 3, 4, 5, 7, 8 with 1, 3, 6. So that's 4 by 2 by 5 by 3 is a $60 pick 4 ticket on a 50-cent bet. 4 by 2 by 5 by 3. And, you know, if you want a single Battle of Blenheim, you could go a little deeper in one of these other spots. But I did try to add one more in there. Best of luck. Remember, wager through Keeneland Select here in May, and you're helping to nourish the Backstretch program. And then it's a mandatory payout day on their pick 6 down at Gulfstream. So we gave you a look at our pick 4 thoughts. But good luck if you're playing the pick 6 and having that only ticket. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach. Next Saturday, we'll be back for Churchill Downs on our In the Money podcast from KeenelandSelect.com.